Okay, yep. Welcome back to The Good, the Bad, and the Natty. Episode 5, not episode 4. Yeah, we're back again. It's. How long's it been? Like a week and a half, something like that?
A week and a half.
Yeah, something like that. Right, I mean, we'll probably just get into it. We're going to have a look at the PCA British Finals. Probably it's the biggest show of the year, really. And I said,
definitely the most competitive.
Yeah. No, overall, it was a really, really good show. What did you think of the venue compared to Birmingham?
Yeah, fucking amazing.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? Yeah, it's really good. I think the only thing that would have been better is because all of the seats are on one row. Sometimes, if you've got someone in front of you, you can't see, but obviously, people like you don't have that issue. Yeah, it was a really good venue. I like Hull.
Do you know what the good thing about Hull was? Is that that venue, one, as soon as you get off the motorway, you are there. You are literally at the venue. It's brilliant. Two, there's two sets of parking right next to it.
Yeah.
Okay? And then it's not even a far walk. Like, at Brum, it's a fucking nightmare. Mm. Like, if it's raining, your tan's going to get fucked up. Like real bad. And then, like, but it was, yeah, no, that is probably the best venue they could have possibly picked for PCA finals, and they should definitely have it again next year. I'm very happy to drive up north to go see that because it's worth it. It really is.
Yeah. So the venue was really good, and there was quite a lot of space backstage as well, which was really good.
Yeah, and they weren't. Do you know what? They were good. They had like a little bit where like coaches and friends and whatever could sort of go, and then they had the backstage.
Yeah, proper backstage. Oh, you just
check
went there
on,
for
like,
a second.
My athletes and stuff.
Hello. Oh, right, you're back out again. Yeah, no, you're fine. Yeah, no, it was really good.
Yeah, good.
So, what, first class of the first day was mixed disabilities, I believe. I'm really gutted that I couldn't see that. Did you see that?
No, I wasn't there on the Saturday.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, to be honest with you, I'm not too sure, but I know that there was one guy who was in a wheelchair. He was at PCA Manchester. He qualified there, I think. And there was a men's physique guy, and then there was a couple of bodybuilders. I think there was one that looked really, really good, but I'm not too sure who took it, to be honest with you. And then they just got straight on to the men's physique classes. They started with junior shot.
Oh, was it physique boys first? And then
it was physique first, yeah. No, I think junior shot, honestly, was probably, like, mind-blowing.
So, yeah, I can't remember his name. I know he's, like...
I know, right, this is really bad because I've met him in real life as well, but I don't actually know his name. I presume it starts with G. Anyone who follows...
Anyone knows, just
But he's crazy good.
Gerald Alavazo.
There we go. Gerald.
Yeah. Gerald. Yeah.
No.
You should probably just call him G.
We'll just call him G. insane. Like, his arms, my God. Like, they're just massive.
Yeah, so this guy preps for 6 weeks going into a show, and half-arses it for the first bit. Because I met him at Manchester. So how many weeks out is Manchester from the British?
Five.
Yeah. So I spoke to him there and he was like, yeah, I'm sort of getting into it now. I'm doing a bit of my cardio. And I was like, right, okay. Are you going to pull it together? And he goes, yeah, go for some KFC tonight. But then he's back on it later. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I think he said he was doing 10 minutes of cardio.
Like, absolutely shredded to fuck. And yeah, he's got the genetics to just make it all the fucking way. He's just brilliant.
And the person that came second as well. Amazing. Yeah. I think they're both Filipino. I think that's what I've got from their, like, what they've been putting on the stories and stuff. And they just have that Jeremy Buendia look. You know what I mean? Like,
they look good.
Yeah. Just, they're insane. Like, there's photos of them and their chest striations is just like...
Yeah, you know the little lad's Natty as well, the guy who wants Natty.
Oh, I'm absolutely not surprised. Not surprised in the slightest.
Yeah. What was next after that? What class?
It had been tall junior physique.
I don't know who won that.
No, I'm not too sure.
Should we just point out the classes that we remember the guys
who Yeah. Yeah, so the person who actually took the overall men's physique on the day was called Ike, and I think it was between him and G, to be honest with you. Yeah, definitely.
Pretty much was.
Yeah. It could have gone either way, but I think... I mean, I'm not too sure why they went for Ike over G. What do you think?
I think probably because he's probably big enough to be able to be competitive in the pro rank straight away.
Yeah, yeah, I guess so. I mean, G's pretty much there. You know, yeah. It's crazy to think that he's literally just tiptoed in. That's all.
Crazy. I remember in the men's physique tour, there was... what was his name? Masters Tour. The Masters Tour class.
Oh, yeah, very good.
A guy called Tyler Smith, who's won that. Right, so Tyler's pretty cool, actually. I spoke to him a couple of times. He's a really nice guy. He was a super heavyweight bodybuilder, or heavyweight, one of the two. Super heavyweight, I believe. Very, very good bodybuilder. He had kidney issues. He had to have one out, and then obviously one like a transplant. And then obviously he's gone into that show Natty. So he's essentially had to sort of whittle himself down from being that. Well, he probably just has whittled down from essentially being off everything. Going in towards that. But yeah, James Llewellyn preps him, and he's done very well this year. I know he's like done two bros, he's like won like loads of shows. Mm-hmm. Like he's really, really good bodybuilder. And it's kind of cool to see that someone, like, he looks like, it's so weird, like when you look at his older pictures when he was like bulked out to shit, like he looks so much healthier now. Like you can even see it in his face, like he just looks refreshed. It's kind of a weird way to put it.
Yeah.
He looks great. So he did the Masters Tour and won that. Beautiful structure, beautiful shape. Really suited to men's physique. He's quite on the big end of it. And I know that... I know when he went to Two Bros, they said, yeah, you're too big. You need to come down a bit. So he was like, all right, okay, what do we do? And then James basically had him doing, like, depletion all the way in. Like, he was like, yeah, I'm just going to turn off on stage flat. okay, cool. But he did that, and then I think he won that. So,
yeah.
Which is cool.
Well, that's insane. Can you imagine? Yeah. But the thing is, though... If they're telling people to go down in size, the pro divisions for men's physique now, they're just bodybuilders, aren't they?
Yeah, so he'll have to go down in size, but then obviously if he was to get his pro card, he'll end up just having to go, okay, cool, now I can come in fucking massive.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be good going, getting your pro card, and he's a master as well, isn't he?
Yeah, I can see him getting it in the next year. I can see him.
Yeah, that's mad, as a master.
What else? The bikini classes and stuff, I think.
Yes, junior bikini short. Honestly, I could have told you she was going to win from...
I told you a week ago.
Yeah.
Could have told you 10 weeks ago.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I think everyone knew that Hannah Butler was going to win, just because the thing is with junior bikini, it's not a case of being toned. It's whoever is the best. So you can be as shredded as you want because...
And I think in junior, with junior, it's more a case of just like the thing is, though, the people were like, oh, I don't think Hannah should have got it. She's just too peeled for it. She should be in training. And I'm like, no, she's still in the junior class. But the reason why they gave it to her is because she is essentially ready now to go into the pro ranks.
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't have to have an off season and put on 10 pounds of tissue or 5 pounds of tissue or whatever. She can literally just stroll in. She's just, there you go, done. I'm ready. Let's do this again.
Yeah.
Like, she's very much ready.
She's one of the only bikini girls that I've seen proper bulk up, but the thing is, a lot of girls, even if they do bulk up, they can't take it off, but she can take it off. Like, it's mad.
I think she's prepped by Jamie Dorego's missus.
Yeah, and Steph Nadine. Yeah.
And then obviously, it was actually, do you know what was really funny? You know Alice?
Yes. Name? Yeah.
She got fifth, didn't she?
Really good on her.
She's good. She's real good. But that was her best look to be, or fifth or sixth, one or two. But she was like, she messaged me like the night before, and she was like, oh yeah, I guess she's in my class. I'm in the short class. And I'm like, oh, you're in Hannah's class. And she goes, yeah, she looks quite small in person. Then she starts posing, and you realise why she's such a good singer.
Yes. Mad, absolutely mad.
What else? What other classes were on there? Were there any? Oh, I had a girl in Masters, actually. She got fifth. In the Masters Tour class.
Very good for her second show, wasn't it?
Say that again.
Was it a second show as well?
Second show, yeah. Her second only show.
That's amazing.
Yeah, she's fantastic. So that was good. So Kelly did well there.
Yeah.
Then we're going to, yeah, I think we're going to, she wants to do Worlds, but I'm like, I don't know, because it's just such a short break and then you just got to get
it's a weird one. Like, if it had been like a couple of weeks later, I think they'd have had, they would have had a much better turnout for Worlds. It's interesting that they've put it in May.
I think that's because, this, the problem, like, if they had had it next year, at, like, say, the start of the season, or I don't know when you'd put it.
Yeah.
Realistically, if they put it 2 weeks after the British, everyone will just go, yeah, I can hold on for 2 weeks. Like,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, but they're like, oh, you've got to get back off prep, but then you've got to get back on prep. And it's like, especially after Christmas, people are going to be like, oh, fucking, I'm a bit shit.
Yeah.
Now,
you know what I mean? Like, so it'd be interesting to see how the Worlds in 2018, because... compares to the one in 2020 then?
Yeah, yeah. I think one thing as well we need to, like, one thing to look at is, as well, remember how many people they invited? It was the top six out of every class.
Yeah.
Yeah? Which means that even if one of just those comes a lot, like, that's still okay. Like, if one person out of each of those classes, like the one who won or got second or third or whatever, decides, okay, I'm actually going to do Worlds, then, like, you know, you're still going to get a very, very high standard.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's always going to be a high standard. It's just whether the amount of...
You'll have people from the States. You'll have... you'll have a bunch
That's
of
pretty
them.
Cool. Definitely. Yeah, so what else? Shout out to teammate of mine. She's called Jane Lilly. She came third. Master short. She is just so dense. Like, it's insane.
Was she the black lady?
Yes. Yeah,
oh, she's brilliant.
Yeah, so good. It's when she does that and, like, you can just see the shoulder. It's like boom. Something else. Yeah, no, she's lovely as well. Right, and then I think we went on to just open bikini short. Which, my God, did you see how many people were in bikini short?
No.
27.
Ooh, that's hard to judge.
Yeah, yeah, which is really interesting. They had to do three rows of nine. Wait, 9 times 3, yeah, it's 27. They had to do they had to do three rows of nine because, I mean, it's really hard. When you look at 27 girls.
Yeah. Well, we can get onto that when we talk about toned figure as well, sure.
Yeah.
Because there's quite a lot of ladies in that class.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. But I believe it was someone called Stevie Cuba, perhaps her, I believe.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
Yeah, Stevie, she wore a red bikini, black hair, really beautiful. I haven't really seen that many stage pictures, so I haven't really seen. Second was someone, I think she's called, like, Bikini and the Beast or Beauty and the Beast. I'm not too sure. I think she's called, like, Laurel, I don't know, but I think she's Colombian. And she won the overall at, like, the Southerns or Southwest.
Beauty and the Beast. We should have called this podcast that, Me Being the Beauty.
And Me Being the Beast, yeah. I think we actually had...
Oh, God, you're
talking... Yeah. yeah, I know Emma Hyman's worked quite closely with her, so her posing was on point. And then third place was, you know, the girl that won the overall at the UKUP show I did? With the shredded quads, which is quite interesting because it's toned, but they push condition at that level.
When people say this, people are like, oh, toned is just, you got to be toned. And I'm like, yeah, but, like, if your head and shoulders above everyone else, like, you stand out. Remember, toned, being absolutely shredded and being absolutely muscular as fucking shredded are two very, very different things.
Definitely.
You know what? This is crazy. Speaking of Emma Hyman, I spoke to her briefly at the weekend and I said to her, I says, oh, are you still judging? And she was like, no, I'm too busy with posing with my clients. And I was like, you've worked with Emma, haven't you?
Yeah, really good.
She sees between 40 and 50 people a week.
And know what? She still came up to me when I came out and said, oh, well done, Caitlin. I really liked your routine and your posing, etc. And I was like, you know who I am.
That's brilliant. We're not going to do the maths on this, right? Obviously, that would be rude, but think how much she charges per session and how many people she's seeing a week. Let's just put it, yeah. She's wow. probably got a nice accumulation of pennies. Anyway, next yeah. one.
yeah, and then it was medium class.
Yeah.
I don't really know who was in medium. I'm really sorry. All the bikini classes kind don't go into one, but because I wasn't there. If I was there, I'd have been able to differentiate, but because I'm just having to see it on, like, you know, the Bodybuilding UK site, you know, whenever they post the pictures up.
Yeah.
But Tall was very, very good. Alex Yates, my teammate, took first place. And she's been working with Jan for, like, 2 years now. So it just, I guess it shows the longer you spend with a coach at the end of the day.
Oh my god.
Don't
even.
Right.
Like the back of my hand.
Yeah. Don't even. Oh, I can't wait for Athletic Figure. Alex was phenomenal. Her glutes have, like, improved so, so much. Her shoulders have always been crazy. If you know Alex, her shoulders are shredded. And when she does the side pose, because I think a lot of the time the side pose, like, there's. It's not like, oh my, like, the front pose and the back pose is what people normally go, oh wow, that's really good. But the side pose, like, I think that's the difference between first and second sometimes, being able to hit every single pose and win, so to speak. So yeah, I'm really chuffed for Alex, getting the British title and an invite to the Pro-Am bikini at the end. And I think she got fourth place there, which isn't bad going at all. And then fourth place was another teammate of mine, Caitlin.
Another Caitlin,
but spelt with a K. She coaches Alice. You know, junior.
She's what?
She coaches Alice, junior.
In bikini tall?
Yeah, Caitlin does.
Oh, what's her Instagram handle? I remember seeing her the other day.
Like KM Superior Fitness.
That's it, yeah. She's really good. I met her at Manchester.
So she's never won a show before then. She won Manchester in the tall class and qualified for finals, obviously, and then got fourth, and I'm super, super chuffed for her. So obviously she's got a world's invite as well. And then sixth place is Annika, who is her first year competing. It's quite interesting, really, because she did the first time his show and she didn't get placed, which was a really, really, really weird decision, because I personally, from the pictures, obviously that's not everything, but thought she looked amazing. But then she picked herself back up, competed like a week later, got an invite to the British finals, and then ended up sixth with a world invite. So that's, you know, amazing, really. First time competing. Speaking of first timers, really, I'm still so shocked that it's Liv's first year competing. What the hell?
We're not even on the subject.
I know, sorry.
You're dropping hints.
I know, sorry. Oh.
Andy's got one the overall.
Oh, I need to stop. But, like, there are just so many good athletes this weekend. It's crazy.
It was a good show.
Yeah. So that was bikini tall, and then trained bikini. We all knew who was going to win short. Taylor Joslin.
Yeah, I knew that.
Everyone knew it. No one.
I need to follow my bikini. Yeah. Girl, but not in a creepy way.
Yeah. I knew she was going to win from literally seeing her compete
when
probably last year. She won the Saxon and the overall.
Oh, I know exactly who you are on about. Yeah, because Emily Brand was in the overall with her and I was coaching Emily at the time. So... I remember her walking out. Is she in a green bikini?
At the weekend she was wearing like a blue one, I think, and then she wore a purple.
No, when she won Saxon, she was in green. I remember she's a black girl, isn't she?
Yeah,
she's fucking ridiculous. Yeah, she's absolutely hands down fucking insane.
Like,
I was just sitting there praying for Emily to win, and like, obviously to win the overall at the Saxon would be fucking crazy, but that girl walked out and I was like, yeah, she's won, like, fuck, she's fucking incredible. Yeah. Like, she's so good.
Mm-hmm.
So,
the amount of muscle she has, and she barely weighs anything.
She's structure. She's yeah. got like a dotty wee little waist with like
massive lats, shoulders, quads, everything.
It's like you, yeah.
Oh, I wish, bloody hell.
Dude, Train bikini.
Yeah, do trained. Yeah, yeah. Because I can get in. I can get in that sort of condition, can't I? Yeah.
Do three classes.
Oh my god.
Do men's physique as well.
Yeah, do men's physique. Do you need men's physique? Gee, I'm coming. Like.
Just say I sexually identify as a men's physique athlete, and I'm like, oh, we can't not put her in. Fuck.
No, exactly. I mean, yeah.
I'm just the fucking comedic value on this fucking podcast.
All right, like, bloody hell. Like, just because I'm not funny. then, what else? Bikini, tall, trained tall, whatever you want to call it. What I don't know what her name is. Is it Shen? Shen, she's Scottish. She's friends with Caitlin. She was just absolutely shredded. She obviously, because she's taller, she's not as short and blocky, so to speak, which is almost why I thought, like, I see trained short and trained tall as two very, very different classes. And you see that in figure as well, because someone short can be super blocky and dense, whereas someone tall can be a lot more, not strung out, but like just lean and much longer limbs, if that makes sense.
Yeah, like longer muscle bellies.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But equally, like, she was peeled to the bone.
What next?
I don't know. Was that it? Yeah, I think that's it. And then obviously
move on to the Sunday, the one that we were both actually.
Oh on. Yeah, Sunday. What did they kick off with? They kicked off with no, not junior. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or was it first timers?
I might have been first timers.
I watched that.
But guy who won was good. Guy who got second was a freak. But yeah. His legs were shite. His upper body was fucking like men's class level. Win the whole, you know, fucking good round, full, thick. Legs need to come up a lot. But his condition was fantastic as well.
Which is, yeah, that's, yeah, I mean, for first timers, condition's always the issue, so to speak, but in that case
it was not with this guy. Like, he was peeled. The guy who won though was like much more structurally balanced everywhere, good quads, good, like, not really missing anything. Condition was absolute nails. Very good. The class was tough. I think Jace's, my mate Jace, I think his client got sixth in that class. He's like guy who won the Welsh. He was peeled. Yeah. He like, that was what I noticed with the guys all in the top six at the in the first timers, they were all peeled. So for a first time, they've obviously had a run at it at their first show, and then this being the show that they qualified as, so this being the show that they qualified, the finals that they qualified for, they had a second run at it, so they could bring it even more.
Yeah,
so,
definitely,
which is kind of cool to see.
Yeah, shout out to AJ Morris's client as well, Martin Bonner, I think. He was in purple trunks, and yeah, it's just quite interesting that you've got a natty AJ Morris coaching Martin, who I think he ended up fourth.
Yeah.
Which is...
AJ's good. I was going to go to AJ at one point, actually, for my prep. He's good. He's very, very good.
Yeah, I mean...
Like, if you know what you're doing with your drugs, because obviously it's not his territory, but if you know what you're doing with your drugs and you just tell him, oh, I'm taking this and this is going to do this, this is what we should watch out for next week, and he's sound. He's a good coach.
Oh, yeah, brilliant. Like,
was it juniors?
Yeah, then it was juniors. Interesting, for sure.
Yeah, very, very, very funny sort of lineup at the end. So I don't know the names of all of them, but I know the just about who they are. So I know Joe
Cross.
Yeah.
Yes. Did he win Manchester?
Short guy.
Yeah.
Say that again.
I think he won Manchester.
Yeah, he won Manchester.
Yes.
Something with his physique looked a little bit off that day. I don't know what it was. He's peeled and he's a fantastic bodybuilder, but something looked a little bit off. I don't know what it was going on.
I think it was maybe just a case of the fact that the top three were so freaky. To be honest, the top three, well, second and third were really tall compared to him as well.
Yes, yeah.
Which is...
So third, Lewis White.
Yes.
right, spoke to Lewis about this, and he'll probably end up listening to this podcast, and he knows exactly what went wrong. I said to him, I said, if you had put Protan on, and then you had got someone to do Dream Tan for you, but to walk on, you probably would have taken that. His tan fucking let him down badly. And he knows it, but it's a learning curve.
Yeah, yeah.
He woke up in the morning, and his words were, I was two different colours. I was green and brown on one side, and green on the other. And I was like, yeah, it looked weird.
It had
no sheen on him. He had like no
Exactly. It was almost like a matte finish as opposed to...
Yeah, and it killed his conditioning as well, because he's got quite... When he poses, he looks way more conditioned.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
When he stands there, he isn't. When he poses, it's like, fuck, yeah, he's...
Yeah, fuck. Which is quite interesting, because people just don't think about the tan, and I never really thought about it until now, but I think definitely, for me, it depends on you, but for me, we've kind of seen that pro tan sort of, for me anyway, washes me out, so to speak. Yeah, but someone like Nicola with A1 tans, like, it just depends what works for you. Like,
she's good.
Yeah, I mean, their second place, he was wearing Dream Tan, wasn't he?
Yeah, Dream Tan. And that,
wow, that yeah, worked.
It looks, when he's done well, it looks fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
Then you had, in first place...
Is that Dan Basic?
No, I know his name. I bloody met him about 10 times. Why am I struggling to remember his name? What is wrong with me? It's fucking Jesus Clank, isn't he?
Oh, the person who won? Jay?
Huh?
The person who won? Jay, yeah. Ooh, Jay. Yeah. I thought he said fifth place.
Say that again.
I thought he said fifth place, and I was like, oh, I don't really remember.
No, he won.
Yeah, he won. Incredible.
Yeah, from the side, he's pretty much untouchable. Side shots from the front, his structure's beautiful. From the back, he was killing them all. You know, I think the only shot Lewis White beat him in, I'm not sure about this other guy, but the only shot Lewis White beat him in was front relaxed and front lat spread. Everything else, Jay pretty much had.
Yeah, I think Pierce brought insane condition, and he was pushing him.
Yeah, they had him in the middle for ages.
Yeah, they did. And I at some points, I was like, I didn't really know what way it was going to go, just because he was so peeled. And you could tell that the boys had been training hard, because when they all turned to the back, the top three, like, you could just see URDL, URDL, and URDL, like, mental, absolutely mental. Yeah, I love watching junior bodybuilding. I think it's an incredible class.
That's because you fancy them all, Caitlin, because they're your sort of age.
Are you kidding me? They've got, like, 6 years.
Oh, yeah. Like 6 years on you, never mind.
They're all like 23. They've got 6 years on me. I swear they used to do like an under 18s class, or they proposed it.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. They do in NABBA, but they do in. I don't know what classes they do.
I know at like the natural shows they do like teens, yeah. But
I think. But the problem is, I think if you put a teen class in a bodybuilding show that's untested, it encourages drug use.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. Yeah.
You can't really. That's still going to go on, whether you like it or not, but bodybuilding shows can't really be seen. Oh, yeah, we've got an under-18s class, which is from 15 up to 18 or something.
Yeah, you have to be 16 to compete, I think, with PCA anyway.
Sorry?
You have to be 16 with PCA and 14 for NABBA.
Yeah, so 16 up to 18 or something like that, or 19 or whatever. The problem with that is that you encourage drug use.
Yeah, no.
Essentially, because they're going to go, well, I have to use gear if I want to compete in PCA. I'm not doing BMBF. I can get away with taking some bar and some tren and some other shit. But, you know, it's just one of them, isn't it, really?
Yeah, no, it is. And then we went on to novices. Masters. Oh, novices.
Novices.
Novices. Oh, the guy who looks exactly like Rob Taylor. Was he in novices, or was he a first timer?
I don't know.
There was someone who literally looked like Rob Taylor. Well, his face, anyway.
No, that was first time.
Oh, right, okay.
Novices was... Now, all I remember is the guy that won... Okay, yeah, right, I'm just going to be real here. Yeah, the guy that won was a very, very good bodybuilder, okay? And he won the Welsh, and he deservedly won the Welsh, and he's shitty. But I'm sorry, Julian beat him that day. Okay, that judging, something was off there. Okay, Julian was the guy in gold tan. He was in gold dream tan.
Oh, like, yeah.
You know who I'm on about?
Yeah.
He's fucking brilliant. He beat him. He beat everyone in every pose. He's just fucking phenomenally put together. Like, okay, yeah, I must not be seeing something, but like, you know, Julian's a mate, so I'm biased. But
yeah,
it's just one of those, really, isn't it? Like, something seemed off there, because Julian walked out and he was like, I went and spoke to him. I've never seen someone so just fucking mortified, like, just absolutely just gutted. Like, you could just, you walked up, it was like you felt like a fucking energy when you walked up to him. It's like, oh my God, this guy is not happy.
That's the reality of bodybuilding, though. Sometimes it will happen. Yeah. Like, I can imagine that's how I felt after Manchester. Me coming off stage like, oh my God.
Yeah, then you cried. I gave you a cuddle. Yeah. Like, oh, don't go talk, you're really tall.
See, the thing is, though, like, it's annoying. It is an annoying sport sometimes, but equally it's very rewarding.
Those judges can't, they're not doing it because, you know, they're not trying to fuck anyone out of for any reason. So they're clearly seeing something that, from their table, we're not seeing.
They're closer.
So they can see fine details that we're missing out on.
They can smell fear.
Can they fuck? you know what I mean? They're seeing stuff that we're not. So I'm not... But they said there was one point between them, and I'm like, well, does show how close he genuinely was. So.
Yeah. Then it was the Masters. I didn't get to see this because I was backstage. I didn't see 40s, but 50s. He won last year as well, didn't he?
Yeah, I saw 40s.
Yeah, were 40s any good?
Yeah, he was mint. The guy who won was fucking incredible.
When you're that age on a British final stage, they've just been doing it for so long. Like, so long. Out of interest, you know T Mounts, the NABBA Pro Universe winner, is it?
I spoke to him a couple of times before, but I don't know him very well. Yeah, he's fucking peeled, isn't he?
Oh my God, how old is he?
Late 40s, probably.
Bloody hell, wow. Yeah, no, I just, because I've seen him on Instagram recently, I gave him a follow, and then he followed me back, and I was a bit like, oh my God. Anyway, yeah, shout out Terry. I think his name's Terry, isn't it?
Yeah, he's peeled, isn't he?
What's he doing? The universe again?
Yeah, uni, yeah.
Wow. I really want to watch that, but I'm working. And then first ladies class of the day was Tone Shaw. And I was in that one. I don't know how many, was it 19 in the class?
Yeah.
Yeah, 19, so.
Well, massive.
That's, but to be fair, that's like the same amount that was at the NABBA England, actually.
Yeah, true. Yeah. From what I saw, I mean, in first, Caitlin, obviously. I think Lorna's borderline athletic. That's why she got
That's what I thought. She looks bloody incredible, but she was just a little bit too lean for what Toned is. And, you know, it's commendable coming in that lean. Like, it looks really good, but that is why. I mean, she got fourth place, and I think... Fourth. I mean, everyone who got top three, top six, you know, they deserved it. It was stacked. First was Sophie Birch, and she beat me at PCA Midlands. She came third last year, and I don't know why. I literally told her before she went on stage, you've got this, because she is toned. Like, she just is. She preps herself.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. So Sophie won. Massive, massive congratulations. And I think she is going to do the Worlds, so that's great to see. And then China came second, who won PCA first timers.
First timers, yeah. I remember seeing her.
Yeah, so that's...
That really hard, doesn't she? She's like...
Throws
herself into the pose.
Yeah, like, oh, yes, she does. But you know what? She was there. She was just there, like, really good. Yeah. Third was Victoria Dales, who was one of the front runners. Brilliant. And everyone backstage in the toned figure was all like trying to see a routine, just because it was amazing. Before she went on, Eddie went, "Oh, are you the flip-flop girl? Like, are you gonna don't break your neck or something?" And then fourth was Lorna. Fifth was Kat Solway, one of Dan Wellburn's girls. And then sixth, oh, it slipped my mind. And then seventh was someone called Alex, and she got a world's invite as well. And then it was Toned Tall, which, was there 11 or 12 girls? It was something like that. It was a little bit less, but it was still pretty big class, to be fair. And we had Chloe Townsend taking the win. She won the NABBA England as well.
She's very good.
Yeah. I mean, it's when she just looks so natural when she's hitting the hands on the hips kind of pose. Her shoulders are brilliant. You know, I'm buzzing for it. And she doesn't realise how good she is at all. Second place, who was it? I'm trying to think.
I can't remember.
Am I dumb or what?
Girl who won Manchester.
Oh, yeah, Holly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, Holly's really nice. It's interesting because I think personally, short were harder than some of the tall girls, which is interesting. But it, you know, it is what it is. Whoever's there. But yes, Holly, beautiful shape, really, really feminine. Third,
Lewis White's missus.
Oh, did she come third? I thought she came fourth.
Third or fourth, one of the two.
Yeah. Molly. Oh, Molly is amazing. When she hits when she hits her front double bicep, no one really touches her there. She's brilliant.
Same as Lewis.
Yeah, true.
If they're the kid, it's gonna have one hell of a front double bicep.
Yeah. Oh, Molly is lovely. I'm so happy for her. Fifth, was that Liv?
Yeah. Playing, Livy. Well done.
Yeah.
First year competing. Done first timers, done Saxon, done another England, and did that.
Something else, like she's such a beautiful shape.
Fourth at Saxon, barely qualified, and then fifth at the British. Many other girls, fucking brilliant.
Yeah,
very good.
Something else. And then
she'll be dead. We got to take a year out, and then we're gonna come back 2021 and just fuck everyone up.
I can't wait for that. Is she?
Yeah, honestly, like people aren't gonna just shit themselves.
Is she gonna still do Toned? Do you know?
Yeah, she's staying in Toned. For her to do athletics, she'd just have to be like,
yeah,
like she has to push in the direction of with super duper supplements that we don't want to
no,
do.
No, so, she's so yeah, she is not, perfect not for Toned.
To do that.
Yeah, okay, and then athletic short, someone called Steph took the win. She's really close with Emma, I believe, in terms of like posing, so her posing was on point. Who else? I know one of Corinne Ingman's clients was in the top six there.
Of what?
Toned? Of athletic short.
Yeah.
Not too sure.
I didn't really watch it.
Yeah, I think I was backstage getting pictures with like Jan and friends and family at that point because I definitely saw athletic tall, which was one of my favourite classes of the day, I'm not gonna lie. Like athletic tall, the top three, wow. Top three, like amazing. I was gonna get like a drink of water or something and call out my name by the weekend started playing and I was like, oh, this is a really good song, who is it? And I just saw Molly there and I was
in
like
what, in what athletic talk?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just in a trance. Like my God, her posing was something else, wasn't it?
Yeah, she's real good at posing. She used to do dance and stuff. I think she teaches posing too, so she's real good. But yeah, she was the most conditioned on stage for sure.
Oh, she was when she hit that side tricep.
Yeah, it's fucking nutty, isn't it? Yeah, we sort of got it and things a little bit better this year as well. Like Moles always comes in really well at the end, but that's only because I bollock her at the end. When she sends me pictures of 2 weeks out, and my words were, you look like mashed potato. Like, pull your shit together and stop fucking eating extra protein bars and stuff. It's like, okay. And then she pulls it together and she does it. But she, we didn't have to go as skits as we did for Muscle Talk because she reined it in better this year, which is ace. So we're doing, yeah, we did that, like, as, like, we did the British, we tried a few different things, and brought her in just drier, essentially. Mm. But yeah, she was like, yeah, I was pissing all night. And I was like, well, good. I hadn't seen pictures that morning because the lighting was shite in the hotel. So I says, don't bother, I've seen a person.
Yeah.
So I go, we'll go backstage now. As soon as she turned up, I was like, let's go backstage and start looking at you. Takes the kit off. Well, no, she had like a backless, like jumpsuit thingy on.
Right.
Had no back to it. So I could see all of her back already. And then Steve, my mate, was like, that she looks fucking ridiculous, Tom. And I'm like, okay, right, I haven't really seen much. But, you know, she gets a kit off. And like three girls who know her behind her were like, yeah, Molly, that's the best you've ever looked. What the fuck? And they were all against her. And I'm like, yeah, boy.
Yeah. That is weird because I think the driest I've ever come in was for UKUP and my back like really dried out. And it's weird because I was just up pissing all night. It's mad. Yeah. Mad that.
Do you use a diuretic for that one? Or do you not?
No, literally just H2O remove.
Oh, okay, cool.
No. Yeah. I've actually run out, so I need to
smash a whole tub before bed.
Oh my god, can you imagine?
You'd just be like, fucking, like, you know,
all evening.
Just be like, yeah, I've whizzed out all my blood, Yannick. what else? Trained.
Oh, sorry, we didn't actually say who won.
Rhea
won, who got the pro card. Right. She's natural as well, isn't she? That is. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow, very fucking.
And then Natalie came second, which I think she was disappointed with, bless her.
Yeah, she messaged me afterwards. She was a bit gutted.
Yeah, she was a bit gutted, but that's, you know what?
But remember, between Molly and her, there was only one point as well. Yeah. So she's close. She is on her way.
Yeah.
But she's in the mix. Like, those top three are very, very... You could have moved them around and no one really would have...
No, I don't think anyone would have. But it just shows, you know, how much it means to some of these girls, like...
Massively, yeah. Yeah, gutted.
It does mean a lot. And then trained...
Bear with me one second. Are they both prepped by Dan?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, no, both of them are prepped by Dan. So, you know, Dan had a good weekend. Yes, that's brilliant. For sure.
Trained,
yes. I love the winner.
Yeah,
I'm obsessed with her. She's great.
Dream tan lady.
First time I ever saw her was Nabba England. She was being smacked by, well, not smacked, but like, I just heard.
Yeah, she was in a fight, man.
Yeah. Nah, I think it's her partner or a coach. was just like whapping Dream Tan on her, and it just works. It just works so well for her.
Yeah, if you've got the right skin for it, it looks good.
Yeah.
Who got second? Some big lady got second.
Yes, it was Kath Hayes, who should have turned pro at the Amateur Olympia, but she entered the wrong category.
No!
She entered Intermediate A instead of Open A.
Well, yeah.
Pro cards
mean fuck all. No, I'm not starting that again.
No, don't do it. Did you have a lot of response off that?
Just said my pro card.
And then third place, was that Emma Jones? Dan's client. She was Miss World Athletic like last year, and she's hopped into trained. And then fourth was Emily.
She was
shredded.
Yeah, no one realizes how peeled she is until they see it in person. They're like, yeah, she's really cut, isn't she? Yeah. And they see it and they're like, okay.
Yeah, no.
I haven't dieted, have I?
No. I met her while we were waiting for the tan. And
did you have a chat with her?
Yeah, I had a nice chat with her. She's lovely. And then, to be honest with you, I'm not too sure who else really placed out of the top four in trained figure. But it was a good class, really good conditioning. They were all very different, very different. And then we get on to Classic.
Classic bodybuilding.
Yeah, short and tall. They were massive. I don't know who took the short, actually. I think it was someone who was quite, I don't know, he wasn't very big, but he just, he was very conditioned and very small waist. They were just such big classes that it was so hard to kind of...
I spoke to my client, Ryan, we're going to go for that next year, because he thinks he can take it, so...
Oh, nice one.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Ryan Bramble-Levy, the classic kid. Yeah. He's good. What else? Who's
Tall was Saul.
Of course.
King
was,
Saul. Yeah. Oh, can you? He just, every single show he shows up to, he wins.
Yeah, he's just fucking, like, if they had given him the overall, no one would have complained. Like, no. Nah, he's very, very, very good.
Yeah.
Beautiful musculature, belly's the lot. He's fucking sick.
Amazing. Yeah, I love watching him.
I don't remember who else placed around him because I didn't see it. But I know everyone.
No.
Men's short class.
Men's short, yeah. I think I could have said that it was going to be. Actually, it was really close between him and second, I thought.
Yeah, I met the guy who got second afterwards. He was in the same hotel as us. He's a lovely guy. He's nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Adam McKinley in the top lot as well.
Yes, from Saxon.
And then the little guy who's the Asian geezer with the really bubbly round muscle. Do you see him?
I think probably if I saw a photo of him, I'd recognise him.
I think he got third. He was fucking good. But then Josh obviously shit up everyone.
I mean, his glutes were just like...
Yeah, not Josh, is just like... I spoke to him at Brum and he was like on death's door then, so fuck knows how much he would have been gone by mid British. Yeah, he was peeled, man. He was peeled.
Yeah. And then
three.
So that was midgets, and then like
the midgets and then just all of the midgets.
I always get the classes wrong way around. Is that class three?
Class three. So I'm trying to think what order it went in, but it could all the way up to the top. I can't remember. I watched a class. I should fucking know.
Mm.
There's a black geezer who got third, who was peeled, who really round muscle. His posing was a little off, but he's got very, very good shape, very good structure. Behind that, though, I can't really remember, unfortunately, who got fourth or fifth or whatever. Second was Ross, and first was Josh Kinsey.
Yeah, so, yeah. Very different physiques, but equally amazing bodybuilders.
Close between the two. Josh's structure is beautiful.
Yes.
Put together well. Ross is thick, round, bubbly sort of muscle. You know, Josh has got that classic sort of look and everything, whereas Ross is sort of a more in-your-face, gnarly muscle. But, you know, yeah, fair decision. It's good.
Yeah,
it's
good. Definitely. And then class two was... This was stacked, because there was a lot of front runners. I mean, there was Oscar... Who, very, very, very good, was Ricky.
Tofton.
Oh, yeah, Tofton, Matt Tofton. Was Ricky Var, was he in that?
Ricky Barney.
Yeah, he was the one that won it. And then, I'm not too sure who else was in that, but, yeah, the front runner's there.
What's his name? Connor McMillan was in it as well.
Oh, right, yes, yeah, of course. So that was, like, the top...
Did Oscar get third?
No, I think he came fourth.
Oh, Pete Lawson as well. Pete
the Freak. Is that the one? My God.
Yeah, Pete, Ricky, Tofton, top three. Ricky won it, Tofton second, Pete third, I think. And then fourth or fifth was Connor, and then I can't really remember.
Yeah, I think Oscar was fourth, so Connor must have been fifth. But they're all amazing bodybuilders.
Yeah, that's a fucking tough lineup, that is.
Yeah, yeah. And then the one that I was just like, was class one. Wow.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, second place
Tim.
He's
Oh, yeah, and, you know, his reaction to coming second was very, very good as well. He literally went like that.
He's a bit of a goof, but he's a lovely
brilliant condition.
I took pictures for him backstage because he had to send them to JP.
Yeah.
But he was like, he's absolutely skinned. And then we had Andy winning.
When you're going up against Andy, because he had so long off, he's just granite, dense, like.
Yeah, he's massive.
Yeah,
he's
and his posing is beautiful as well.
His legs look like Rob Taylor's, like, not as big, but just almost like as like backstage. He was like posing him whilst he's wearing like this little like thing to cover up his dong whilst he's getting tanned up, and he's getting dream tanned up by his mate like a good hour before he's about to go on. And I'm looking at his legs thinking, those are fucking silly, like those are huge. But then who else was in that class as well? There was a couple of other guys in that class who were decent. Do you see any others?
Who else? I don't really know who else was there.
Tim second and Andy.
Yes.
Andy at first. It was good. Yeah. Good lineup.
So that was.
And then overall.
Yes.
Mr. Scott winning it.
Yep. I had that.
Yeah. Everyone did.
Yeah. I felt like
it's to lose.
If he hadn't have got the overall, they'd have been up raw. Deservedly so. And then Rhea took the overall. I think it was probably between her and maybe trained figure. I'm not too sure, but she was just really conditioned, beautiful shape, and she, I don't think she expected it. So, yeah, it was really nice to see such a great reaction. She's really humble. Yeah. And they didn't actually have a pro figure, did they? They didn't do a pro figure class. Because I think Emma, she's PCA pro, but obviously she's IFBB pro. And there's Kayla, but obviously. So there's just, yeah, there just isn't anyone. And then we had the pro class, and the person that won, I think he was from like Norway or somewhere, or Poland.
He's very good.
Very good, yeah. Yeah.
Josh got second?
Maley.
Have you ever met him?
I've never met him, but I'd...
He's such a lovely guy.
He was just so big, like, I just can't comprehend it.
You need to get a picture next to him.
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely. Oh my god, that'd be hilarious.
I spoke to him and I was like, oh, how much you weigh? And he was like, oh, I'm about 295. And I'm like, on stage? And he's like, yeah.
Okay. My
and
god.
He's like, yeah, I was about 330 in my off-season.
Standard. He just looks like a Viking, doesn't he?
Do you know who I want to see next to each other? I want to see that AKA the Giant. What's his name? Jamie Joe Hall and Josh Maley next to each
other. Yeah.
I want to see that. And then you in the middle.
Oh, shut up. Can you imagine getting... Dan Welburn. Oh my god, he looked mint.
He's fucking nails.
Yeah. I was just like, yes, go Dan. Did you see his routine as well?
Yeah, wobbling his butt.
Wobbling his butt. And he was just having a great time. And he came fourth as well and turned PCA pro.
And then Drew Walker was there as well. Drew only had like 6 weeks to get ready for that or something. So he wasn't in amazing condition and he knows it. But he's doing the uni, so he's just putting it together for that now. But he did that because he had sort of been invited. And he was like, I can't turn that down.
Yeah, definitely. So. And it's not like it's a 10-hour drive, it's like a couple of hours away, if that. But yeah, I think that was pretty much the show. I thought it was crazy standard. Do you think it was better standard than last year?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, like last year, I barely knew anything about bodybuilding, but I was just looking at some photos, and I think it's just mad to think how much higher can they keep going. Like,
and it will as well. This is
a thing. And it will. Like, and that's mad.
People are like, oh, you can't compare IFBB to PCA, or IFBB is so much better. I'm like, hang on. PCA is like a couple of fucking years old, and it's already like tapping on the door of IFBB quality. So it's give it 5 years.
Yeah.
What do you think? Like, yeah, the IFBB pro ranks are always going to be better.
Oh, of course.
That's
just
a given. Sorry?
Yeah, no, of course. I was just green,
Yeah. But PCA amateur ranks compared to IFBB amateur ranks. Comparing the two is fucking perfectly fine because people flip from one fucking show to the other.
Yeah.
Because you're allowed to do that now because the UKBFF were douchebags about it. That's why they've gone.
Yeah.
Did you see someone's post about them slating that Nick Swan or something? I shouldn't mention his name. Ah, fucking. He's mentioning like PCA are fucking, they're dreadful, the standard of quality of competitors are like shit and everything. UKBFF still got it and all this. I'm like, mate, you're living in a dream world. Like, you're off your tits. Like, UKBFF are fucking dead. Like, they won't be here next year. They're going next year. Like, you can't sustain a business model with the amount of income that they're generating currently. It doesn't work. Like, it's the only reason PCA have managed to grow is because they do things fucking right. Like, their shows are good.
Yeah.
And the judging as a whole is fair.
Yeah.
So why are they growing? Yeah. If you keep like fucking people around and not placing them because they didn't do a posing session at fucking Panthers gym, then of course shit's gonna go down, isn't it? Like people are gonna go, well, fuck you, I'm not doing that. I'm not paying 100 fucking whatever quid for a 4 year membership when I can pay fucking 35-45 quid with PCA and just compete this year because that's all I want to fucking do anyway. There's so many things flawed with it, and to compare the two is like chalk and cheese. It's fucking ridiculous. One is fucking good, it's cheese, and one is chalk, it's fucking useless.
Yeah,
like, you know what I mean. So this is the thing as well, and back to your question of like, do I think the standard was good? Yes, I do, and yes, it's fucking tapping on the doors of IFBB. Whether you like to admit that or not, it's your bubble to live in. Yeah, that's your little world to live in. Okay, but it is tapping on the doors of IFBB.
Yeah, I don't think there's any issue at the minute with the way that IFBB, because people are doing PCA, which is absolutely brilliant, and then people are just because I think it's good in the sense that because PCA's standard is going so high that by the time you are the top of PCA, then you should be ready to go and try and earn your pro card because the standard is getting that high.
This is the thing, and that's and people are only the best are going to IFBB. One, because it's fucking expensive, right? And if you go, it's like £175 to enter a class in amateur Olympia. Mm. Yeah. So if you're going to pay that much, you would damn well best be good enough to get it. Otherwise, you're pissing away money.
Exactly.
Where it's like, if you know, okay, well, I'm going to be at that standard in 5 years' time. Like for you, like you're good enough to go towards IFBB in the future. Yeah. But give it 5 years, and you'll be on that sort of level, won't you? Right. But this is the thing as well. Like, for where you're at the moment, PCA is fucking perfect for you. Do you see where I'm coming from?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, 100%.
Right. Should we get on to questions? So
I've only got 5 minutes left of the recording time.
You've only got 5 minutes?
Yeah, because it cuts off at 60 minutes.
Okay, right. Let's bosh out these questions really quick. Okay. Right, let's go. Ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1. Okay, HGH, is it really worth it? Caitlin?
Yes, it is. I've been taking it for, I don't know. I think actually, I think for females, if I'm thinking, if you want to gain some muscle without the virilization, it may be a good option.
Alongside insulin, but yes, good try. Right, cool. Can we, oh no, that's a fucking retards question. When am I coming over for a session to a guy who I used to coach who owns a gym in Leeds? Probably next year. I'm mega busy. quick one. What effects does coming off pre-show cycles have on your body? As a woman, what does it do?
I don't know.
Your hormones will eventually sort of level out depending on what you've been taking. Your thyroid will come back if you've been taking exogenous thyroid drugs. Anavar may have you might feel a bit shitty when you come off it, but everything will come back to normal. Just come off clen. Don't need to be on it.
Just nourish your body, I think that's what he's trying to say. Is that what you're trying to say? Just like nourish your body, just get back.
Just get off it.
Yeah.
Is there any amount of time you should be natty before switching to unnatty, he actually called it, which is weird, but okay.
There's never going to be a set point, I would have thought. It depends whether you have got time. How much time you've got, but then again, at the same time, a rushed muscle is always going to look worse than a developed over time muscle. But I'd just say, do your research, and if you think you want to do it, I imagine probably add another couple of years before you start anyway.
Oh, what time are we on? How long we got left?
We've got just under 3 minutes.
Cool. Your best and worst prep, and why?
Well, I've only done 2 preps, so I'm a bit crap at this.
So your last one was your worst, this one's been your best?
Yeah, definitely, 100%.
Cool, okay. My worst prep, Saxon, because I fucked it right at the end. My best prep, 2017, PCA Muscle Talk, because it sucked, but I looked the best. Well, not the best, but I really redeemed myself from the Saxon showing. Saxon, I popped diuretics the night before and I turned up flat as a fucking pancake, and I looked even fatter than I actually was.
Oh.
Just stupid. But my tan was good. but yeah, apart from that, those were my 2 worst. Right, any others? Peptides, and he's just put an exclamation mark instead of a question. No, they're pretty shit. Just stick with growth hormone. Okay.
Yep, brilliant, perfect. Well, thanks very much for listening. We've literally almost been going an hour now, so if you've been doing cardio this long, I am so sorry, and I'm praying for you. Yep, no, I think that's everything that we needed to get through. We've covered PCA British Finals, amazing show, there's no faults really, I mean, it was great. No, brilliant. Thank you very much for listening.
Do you know what? One day we have to release this like as a video thing with the fucking facial reactions that both of us pull.
Oh my god, yeah. They'll just see you stuffing your face all the time.
All right. No, I don't do that.
All right, see you later, guys. Bye.